Vice President John Dramani Mahama has stated that for the country to continually deserve the accolade beacon of democracy, there must be a new chapter of civility in the political discourse. He said government will ensure that the ideals for which the accolade was gained are preserved by ensuring free, fair and transparent elections come December. The Vice President was speaking at a program last night to celebrate the passage of the Presidential Transition Act 2012 in Accra. The bill, which was passed by Parliament in March this year, is to remove the acrimony and administrative lapses that accompany the handing over of power from one political party to another. A report by Pascalina Dadivo.
The Presidential Transitional Act is an initiative of the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, and the Ghana Political Parties Program to govern future transitional processes. The idea was picked up by the IEA in the inaugural State of the Nation address by President Mills in February 2009. The cornerstone of the legislation is accountability in many aspects of public administration. In summary, the blueprint looks at accountability provision, which includes detailed inventory of executive assets and spells out clear-cut guidelines for ministers of state to vacate their official residences. It also looks at resolution of transitional disagreements as well as a structured time frame to guide the transitional process. Even though free and fair elections in Ghana has contributed to a current standing as the African success story, one cannot move away from the fact that transfer of political power in 2001 and 2009 were characterized by administrative lapses and controversy. These have been partly blamed on the absence of a transition blueprint. Vice President John Mahama is of the view that with a blueprint, focus must be shifted to lessons that have been learnt in the past and how to improve upon the lapses. He said the transitional blueprint should serve as a...
In the book, there is a scene.
They attempted to pass this law in time for the 2009 transition, but for some reason there was a lot of feet dragging until after the results of the first round of the election had been announced in 2008, and it was realized that the elections were going to go into a second round and that there was a possibility of 2000 repeating itself. So at that point, there was a rush to try to pass the bill, but it was too late. But it was good that the bill was not passed in 2008, because many things happened in the 2009 transition that compelled us to change many of the provisions in the bill.
Members of all the major political parties were present at the program to celebrate the document, which is the first in sub-Saharan Africa. For Radio Ghana, Pascalina.